Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. Larson, what's in the news?
So you wouldn't normally think that the NHL signing a TV deal could affect the world of wrestling. You'd be wrong. So it was announced this morning that Turner Sports had inked a seven-year deal to air the NHL beginning with the 2021-2022 season. So Turner has already got NBA games on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe. You know, it got the discussion going of when Turner might air hockey now, and could it affect AEW? Oh. So ESPN is reporting that Jeff Zucker, chairman of Warner Media News and Sports, has said that no decision has been made as to when NHL games may air on Turner networks, but could the NHL boot AEW for Wednesday nights? Who knows?
You're out of here.
Yeah. So WrestleNomics' Brandon Thurston appeared on the latest Wrestling Inc. Daily podcast and spoke about how the NHL could affect AEW. This is what Brandon Thurston had to say, quote, "It could mean that Wednesday night hockey comes to TNT. It could mean that Wednesday hockey comes to TBS, maybe a streaming service. That seems less likely, but I think it's possible that this affects AEW, but we'll see. They couldn't go to Tuesday or Thursday because of the NBA, which is definitely on TNT. So what will be left but Monday and Friday? Maybe they work something out where AEW could stay where it is, and who knows, TNT is not necessarily the home for that, but it could be." And then the latest Wrestling Observer Radio, Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer, mentions, quote, "For TNT to move AEW, and the problem is, and this is why it probably won't be happening, is your choices would be Monday night and Friday night, and it would probably be Friday night because Tony Khan was very adamant about not running on Monday night because he doesn't want to go against the NFL 3 months of the year, more than that, actually. Friday," oh, I just realized I cut off that quote.
Oh, he basically, I read this, and he basically says,
"Friday would be going back to splitting the audience here on a much weaker channel than Fox."
Sorry. There you go. That's what he said. So, yeah, there's only so many days of the week. I mean, honestly, why they're not running on Saturdays at 6:05 on TBS as a throwback to the old days, I clearly know why that is. I mean, that'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, because no one would watch.
I don't know.
TV slot.
I don't know. I mean, it's sort of a destination show, but traditionally speaking, that's probably a terrible idea. So yeah, I don't know. There's only so many days of the week. I don't know how this is going to work itself out. You're not going to do Friday. You're not going to do Monday. They could do Mondays these days. Like if there was any time, if there was any time that you would launch a Monday night war again, probably a bad idea, but right now Raw is terrible
idea.
Raw is awful right now.
You know, and the irony of all this is that all the chatter leading up to NXT's move about the NHL coming to the USA Network on Wednesday nights, and that might have been one of the reasons why they moved NXT to Tuesday. Now that's not going to happen because USA Network is part of the NBC Universal family of channels. Now that the NHL has signed this deal with Turner, not signing a deal with NBC, so who knows.
You know what would be interesting, though? I mean, I mentioned earlier Saturday 6:05. Tony Khan has been insistent that he wants another what is it, hour or so of cable TV programming for AEW, not Elevation or not Dark. So it would be interesting to see if he were to, if that was granted and, you know, he got that, if they put that Saturday at 6:05 and just, I mean, that's a great way to test the waters of that hour anyways. Mm-hmm. And if that went off really, really well, I don't know, maybe you would consider putting his prime show at that time slot. Because, yeah, there's only so many hours in the week. There's only so many nights of the week to go around. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, obviously, AEW on Wednesdays since NXT in the first 2 weeks that NXT has been on Tuesdays has done really good numbers. And with Blood and Guts coming up, that might push it beyond. That might push it into Raw realm, you know, or at least besting Dynamite's debut of 1.4.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? A little bit of controversy in the internet wrestling artist community over the past 24 hours or so. Apparently, Chelsea Green found herself in a little bit of hot water because she apparently did not properly give credit to a particular artist who did some fan art of her over the last couple days or so. So there was a graphic designer named Salsa Boy who posted some little fan art that she made of some Chelsea Green like promo shots, and it says something like "Taking bookings now" or something like that. Nice little piece of art, kind of made it look like a CD cover, an album cover, something like that. And apparently Chelsea posted this piece of art without crediting the artist who did it, and he went to Twitter after this happened and explained sort of a bit more detail. And posted some screenshots of a DM conversation. And he said, hey, I work really hard on this art. I would appreciate it a lot as someone who relies on their artwork as a source of income. Thank you. He says, do you think you can credit my work? I worked hard and it's currently my only form of self-dependent income. And she just responded with, I deleted it. So apparently at that point, she deleted the artwork from her Twitter as opposed to simply like, you know, retweeting it and giving him credit. He responded by saying, I don't mind it being used. Credit is just all I ask for. Thank you for acknowledging it, though. And then she blocked him on Twitter after that. So that's kind of a harsh penalty. Well, of course, the internet wrestling community, once this guy went public, he said, lol, so Chelsea Green really doesn't want to credit me. It's cool that she deleted it after like 5 days, I suppose. But who does this? I don't believe I'm out of line here at all. So, you know, of course, people blow up, take things kind of too far sometimes. Well, after about 12 hours or so of the internet wrestling community sort of, you know, taking Chelsea Green to task for this situation, she eventually did post this piece back with credit. She said, like, credit where credit is deserved.
Is due. Yeah. And then, prior to that. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. You got it.
No, go ahead.
I'll say prior to that, she did issue a statement on Twitter. Said, quote, super unfortunate how this has been handled. I think artists deserve credit, period. After reading some of the nasty tweets, I don't feel reposting the art was something that I should do. It's clearly the artist's view of me had soured. I support my artists. I pay my artists. I have been doing that since I started on the independent scene because I myself was a starving artist. I know the struggle. It's really sad that an oversight on my part has led to this, but I wish the artist luck. And I think it's best that I stick to the artist who I have used in the past and who know the person I am.
Yeah. You know, this is a tricky subject because, you know, it is good to credit artists for their artwork across the board. That's a no brainer. I mean, one thing that a lot of artists have to realize is that the people that you're doing this fan art of, you don't know them as people necessarily. You don't know, like, to give her the benefit of the doubt to some degree, understand she's a human being, nobody's perfect. And the level of fandom that she has, that a lot of female wrestlers especially have, can be, I would imagine, overwhelming to have that much attention on you. And so I don't know what goes on in her life that would warrant her to say, hey, now screw this. I just deleted it and now I'm blocking you. There might have been more to this conversation. We don't know. We really don't. And so it's easy to hop on somebody and say like, oh, and finger wag. I mean, you know, the general idea of crediting artists is a sound one. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody who gets a piece of fan art and you retweet it or you put a post on Instagram, I remember I drew a really nice picture of Aleister Black once and he reposted it with my handle clearly in the thing. Mm-hmm. It was very nice. You know, I don't rely on that stuff for my income, but it was very nice as an artist.
Nice. It's nice to get the acknowledgement of your hard work. You know,
some people do, you know, this is their form of income, doing artwork. Yeah. And so a repost, a retweet, whatever, would greatly benefit them financially as a struggling artist. So, yeah, just in general, you know, it's good to credit people where credit is due.
Yes.
And you know, hopefully Chelsea understands at this point, hey, you know, she knows how to do that in the future. If somebody does this, if you don't want any part of it, if you don't want any of this, if you don't want to credit somebody, then just don't use the image. Don't retweet it. Don't post it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, anyways, but yeah, I mean, you know, then you see some stuff and people go completely overboard and it's like, no wonder, you know, somebody might be quick on the trigger to block somebody because people take stuff out of proportion sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyways,
let's talk about, WB. Having fans back at the show. So this weekend's UFC show was noteworthy for several reasons. Had a really nasty injury. That was really bad. Had a pretty massive knockout in the main event.
Yeah.
And also, I believe it was the first show held without capacity limits.
Mm-hmm.
And according to WrestleVotes, that last fact generated some chatter backstage at Raw about the possibility of bringing fans back to WB shows in the near future. This is what WrestleVotes had to say. Quote, a major topic last night backstage at Raw was a packed house over the weekend at the UFC pay-per-view. While not many superstars are advocating for 100% capacity, nearly everyone feels as though live crowds could return in some form at this time.
I'm actually kind of shocked, to be honest with you, that WWE, whether we would agree with it or not, The WWE didn't use WrestleMania as sort of a launching point to bring back some amount of fans. I'm kind of surprised at that.
I'm kind of surprised they have tried and haven't had any luck to find a situation like Daly's Place. Mm-hmm. Outdoor venue.
Right. Yeah.
You know, where you know you can run at limited capacity, but you know, you don't have, I understand there's still concerns running at outdoor capacity when a lot of people are there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're nearly, I mean, I'm no scientist, I'm no expert on epidemics or whatnot.
You're not an epidemiologist.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. But my understanding is you don't want a lot of people in an enclosed space. You don't want a lot of
the
people.
The UFC was, though, wasn't it? Or was it an
outdoor? It was, yes. Yeah, yes. Okay. I believe it's in your typical arena. But if WB could find a place like Daly's Place, even run at 25, 35% capacity, that's something.
Yeah.
Maybe those options just aren't around. I don't know. I don't know what's available in Florida or anywhere along those lines that could be available. I just don't know. But you'd think if they could find something like that, they would at least consider it. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
It has been. I don't know if. Yeah, I am curious to know more about the internal thinking about that, given that Vince seemed to, like, for the entirety of 2020, seemed desperate to bring fans back. But then once they got Thunderdome, there did seem to be sort of like, okay, well, hey, this is close. This is good. This is fine.
Well, it's good enough, except for maybe Mania, SummerSlam.
But he didn't, you know, there seemed to be, like, you know, a bit of a slowdown on the push. Maybe he just realized, well, this isn't going to happen. Yeah. But yeah, I am kind of surprised that they haven't had their finger on, you know, okay, we're going to be like one of the first ones to be doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, I don't know. I would actually be pretty shocked if late summer happened, if like August came around and we wouldn't see fans in WWE.
If they don't use SummerSlam as a kickstart to bring fans back, I'm going to be really surprised.
That would be shocking. Really, I mean, I kind of felt that maybe they'd try to take the approach of, like, you know, pay-per-views until late summer. Like, okay, well, maybe not Raws and SmackDowns, but like pay-per-views, you know, we'll try to book fans. But I don't know. I mean, honestly, probably, you know, just one day they're going to make an announcement. Hey, guess what? We're, you know, putting tickets on sale for next week because we found a place. Mm-hmm. So something to keep an eye on, you know, with the vaccines out and pretty readily available. I mean, you know, trying to book an appointment for my stepson, they're fully available. Last week, it was kind of hard. This week, really easy to find it. So, now we're looking at more of a, you know, trying to get the people who have hesitancy to get the vaccine because there's seemingly plenty of supply.
Mm-hmm.
Seems that way. Anyways, we got an NXT tonight. First up, Kushida joins forces with MSK to battle Legado del Fantasma. That should be a barn burner, Larson.
Yeah. Mercedes Martinez to square off with Dakota Kai after heated war of words.
Ooh. We have also got the Chugs, Adam Cole, sitting down with Arash Markazi this Tuesday on NXT.
And then finally, Bronson Reed faces Austin Theory for a North American title opportunity.
Oh, he's totally going to win that one. That's interesting. The one against Austin Theory, unless there's all sorts of shenanigans going on, right?
Yeah, there could be. It could be overbooked.
Probably lots of shenanigans. Yeah. Anyway, it should be a fun episode of NXT. I thought last week's was pretty fun. We'll be recapping it tomorrow at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And yeah, later on today, we're going to be doing Power Rank over at Friendo Club TV. $5 on the Patreon pledge. Joining us as a channel member on the YouTube. Or the other thing, having
Twitch sub
over at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. And we're doing it live. We're doing it live,
yeah.
Pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Hopefully you'll join us for that. That's at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
So there you go. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.